News.
It's 6 degrees and mostly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Bartlett. Brazil's president has signed a measure allowing health officials access to any building to destroy breeding grounds for mosquitoes spreading the Zika virus. It allows health officials access to all homes, public and private buildings, even if the property's owner cannot be located. Officials can also request backup from police to raid any building suspected of being a mosquito breeding ground. The Zika virus has been linked with a sharp increase in reported cases of microcephaly. The birth defect causes babies to be born with unusually small heads and can lead to lasting developmental problems. The accused killers of a Hamilton man who had disappeared after taking two men out for a test drive of his pickup truck nearly 3 years ago have pleaded not guilty. Dellen Millard and Mark Smitch are both charged with first-degree murder in Tim Bosma's death, appearing in a courtroom filled mostly with Bosma's friends and family. Peter Lowe, a spokesman for the Bosma family, says it is an emotional day for everyone involved.
I think it's adding to the grief at this point, and we'll see how they are. You know, it's they're going to find out, like the rest of us, what it's like to be here.
Bosma told his wife he'd be right back on May 6, 2013. His body was found burned beyond recognition more than a week later. Sticking with trials, the first witness at the Yon Gomeshi sex assault trial is facing an intense cross-examination. She denies suggestions from Gomeshi's lawyer that she was unhappy that he appeared to have lost interest in her after an initial encounter where he had been highly flirtatious. The lawyer made much of the fact that the witness talked to several media outlets about her experiences in 2014 before going to police. Police charged Gomeshi after she said he had yanked her hair hard on one occasion in late 2002 in his car, and then, about a month later, had pulled her hair and punched her in her head at his home. Tim Hortons and Burger King in North America are promising to only use cage-free eggs by 2025. Restaurant Brands International, the parent company of the fast food chains, joins Denny's, McDonald's, and Starbucks in their pledge to use eggs from hens that have not been kept in cages. Military police have launched 8 investigations as a result of complaints filed with the new Sexual Misconduct Response Center in the Department of National Defense. NDP defense critic Randall Garrison says there are several things the military can do to reduce inappropriate sexual behavior in the ranks.
Having an effective complaint process and an effective discipline process and a culture where people don't feel that they will become the victims if they complain. It has to be focused on those who have misbehaved and removing those people from positions of authority if necessary.
Last summer, the Chief of Defense Staff initiated a wide-ranging effort to eliminate abuse, harassment, and assault within the ranks. Designed like a military operation, he set out tasks, timelines, and objectives for the military to make the cultural shift. Ontario is launching a plan to help first responders deal with the impact of post-traumatic stress disorder. Labor Minister Kevin Flynn says the stress and danger faced by police, firefighters, and ambulance attendants can have a lasting and serious effect not only on their physical health, but their mental health as well. Flynn says Ontario will be a leader in helping them deal with PTSD with an approach that will include both preventative and legislative measures. The province will launch a public advertising campaign to increase awareness of PTSD and reduce the stigma around it. Flynn says the fear of being perceived as weak or damaged leaves too many to suffer alone, so he wants people to talk openly about it to support and educate one another. The commander of military operations against the Islamic State group says there is a good potential he will need more U.S. and coalition forces to ramp up the fight as he extends it across Iraq and Syria. U.S. Army Lieutenant General Sean McFarland says he is working on ways to increase pressure on the Islamic State militants, and some options may require more troops on the ground to assist local Iraqi or Syrian forces. McFarland says he can't discuss the plans in detail because he wants to maintain the element of surprise.
I'd like the enemy to find out about it for the first time when the area around them is going up in smoke.
McFarland says that while Iraqi leaders didn't accept the offer of U.S. Apache helicopters during the ultimately successful fight for Ramadi, they may decide to use the aircraft in a later battle. Another fire in Ontario has killed a large number of livestock. OPP said approximately 90 dairy cows died Monday morning in a barn fire in Elgin County in southwestern Ontario. Constable Troy Carlston said 10 or 15 cows escaped the blaze, which caused a damage estimating at $1.5 million. Carlson said it took firefighters several hours to bring the fire under control due to the large amount of stored hay, which is more difficult to extinguish. Last week, firefighters had to dodge spooked cows as they battled a blaze following a crash on the Trans-Canada Highway in central Ontario that left a cattle transport driver and seven or eight cattle dead. More than 2,000 pigs died in mid-January in a barn fire north of London, while fires earlier in the month at two barns in the Guelph area killed more than 50 horses, including 43 racehorses. The extended Trump family is in Iowa today for the caucuses. At a campaign stop in Cedar Rapids, Donald Trump, who according to the latest polls is on top in Iowa, joked he's hoping his pregnant daughter Ivanka gives birth well in Iowa to help him seal the deal.
Please, please have your baby in Iowa. I would not lose this. It's no way I could lose. We're all prepared. We even have a place picked out.
Trump appears slightly ahead of Ted Cruz. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are battling it out on the Democratic side. That's QNET News on 91X at 4:06. Sports is next.
Random fact number 57. The coldest day in Balba was minus 39.4 degrees.
Join us on Saturday, February 20th from noon to 3 to taste soup samples from local businesses for $2 each.
No slurping, please.
Vote for your favorite soup, take a free horse-drawn carriage ride, and let the kids play. Donation to Gleaners Food Bank will be accepted at the BBIA office. Thanks to the businesses of downtown Belleville, we can finally savor the chill. For details, downtownbelleville.ca.
In QNET Sports, former world heavyweight champion Frank Bruno wants to make a return to competitive boxing at the age of 54. Bruno was diagnosed with bipolar disorder in 2003 and says he wants to get back into boxing to help cope with the illness. Bruno won the WBC heavyweight belt in 1995, beating Oliver McCall. He hasn't fought since losing to Mike Tyson the following year. Canadian tennis player Milos Raonic has moved up three spots to 11th place in the ATP tennis rankings. Raonic has had a great start to the season, winning the Brisbane International and reaching the semifinals of the Australian Open. On the women's side, Canada's Eugenie Bouchard fell from 37th to 58th in the WTA rankings. The Denver Broncos arrived in the Bay Area last night for Northern California's first Super Bowl since 1985 and were followed soon after by the Carolina Panthers. Today is Media Monday to kick off the week-long festivities before Sunday's big game. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton says head coach Ron Rivera is great at helping players get ready for games.
Coach Ron Rivera is a coach that is a player's coach. He understands, you know, what you feel like, you know, in a given week, after the game, during the game, and he can relate to you.
The Broncos and Panthers will face off for Super Bowl 50 this Sunday. The Toronto Raptors say goodbye to Air Canada Centre for 3 weeks as they start a six-game road trip in Denver tonight. The Raptors are coming off a sweep of a seven-game homestand and bring an 11-game winning streak into the Mile High City. Toronto doesn't have another home date until February 21st. Sticking with the NBA, Jeff Hornacek has paid the price for the Phoenix Suns' struggles. The Suns relieved Hornacek of his head coaching duties today as they try to figure out how to salvage their season. Phoenix is 14-35 and has lost 10 of its last 11 games. The Suns say they plan on to have an interim head coach by Tuesday. John Scott has the last laugh at the NHL All-Star Game. The tough guy took MVP honors after helping Team Pacific win the four-team three-on-three tournament. Team Pacific forward Joe Pavelski says Nashville put on a great show as host.
Yeah, the fans were great. Nashville did a tremendous job, the whole setup, you know, right from the hotels out to the stages and over to the rink. It was great. And you could feel the energy was in the building, which definitely made the game exciting, and guys wanted to play, and it was it was just fun. They did a tremendous job.
Biathlete Ben Churchill is named Canada's flag bearer for Youth Olympics. The 17-year-old Calgary native won gold in the 15-kilometer men's event at the 2015 Canada Games and added silver in the 3.5-kilometer men's relay as part of Alberta's team. The Youth Olympics will be in Lillehammer, Norway from February 8th to the 22nd. The games have an age restriction of 14 to 18. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's mostly cloudy with wind that will get lighter throughout the evening. Tomorrow, it will be mostly sunny with some clouds in the afternoon and a high of +2. At 4:10, it's 6 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Rebecca Bartlett, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.